Hey everybody, welcome to another bald movie, a surprise bald movie. I have Cecily here with me.
Hello.
And we went to see Ocean's 8 tonight.
Yes, we did.
Just shotgunned it.
Just, yeah.
People have been missing you.
Have they?
Yeah. People have been clamoring for Cecily content.
Okay.
I mean, you been feeling that love down in Texas?
I'm as mysterious as Nine Ball. Never know where I'm going to show up or what my real name is.
This movie stars, of course, Sandra Bullock and Kate Blanchett and Anne Hathaway and a bunch of people.
Everyone you love to follow on Instagram. They're there.
And it was directed by Gary Ross. And this is a sequel, I guess, of sorts, of the Ocean's 11, 12, 13 movies.
Right.
Sandra plays Debbie Ocean. And
George Clooney's or Danny Ocean's sister.
And she's just getting out of a almost 6-year stint in prison for some sort of trumped up art heist thievery. And she's plotted the perfect crime. She's going to steal.
She took all that time to solidify her plan. She ran it and ran it back again many times. And she's got the perfect heist.
Yep. And she's going to steal 6 pounds of ice off Anne Hathaway's neck.
Ooh.
And that's the setup from the New York, from the Met Gala. Ball. Is it a net?
It's the Met Gala.
The Met Gala.
It's pronounced gala.
Gala, not gala.
It's gala.
Oh, okay. What'd you think?
I thought it was fun. It was a fun romp. I don't think it was as fun as any of the Ocean's original three Ocean's movies. But
you're a misogynist. You don't want to see women succeed.
Jesus Christ. I knew it would be like less than... How long has it been? It's been less than 2 minutes since you brought that up. But yes, I am a misogynist, and I just don't like to see women act. Like,
yeah,
what are they doing?
Yeah.
And there's just so many of them.
Yeah, I mean, I kept on thinking, like, they stole better roles from men.
Exactly.
You know? That's the real heist.
Yeah.
If we're being honest.
Exactly.
I don't think it's as good as the original Ocean's 11 because... I mean, it's hard. It's just that was a fun movie with Vegas and all that. And that's like, but I thought I didn't like Ocean's 12 at all. I think it's easily better than that and about as good, maybe a notch above Ocean's 13.
I liked 11 and 12 a lot. I can't really remember 13. They brought Andy Garcia back, maybe.
13's the one where they
met Matt Damon's parents.
Well, they always brought Andy Garcia back. I think he's in every one of them, but that's the one where they ripped off the hotel, the big tall hotel.
Are you sure that wasn't 12?
I thought so.
I don't know. Who cares? This review is not about those movies,
right? Well, I mean, like I said, Ocean's 12, 13, hardly memorable. This one, now the structure of this movie, maybe we want to wait until the spoiler section.
Yes,
but
we should.
I mean, this movie is just a lot of fun. Like,
it is.
There's
I mean, all the same, like, antics and secrets.
It's the same formula. Her putting together
exactly.
The team, and everybody has their own little introduction that's kind of cute. And, like, their own backstory and why they would take this job.
Right. And this isn't a spoiler, but the kind of the same formula of, you know, there's the plan, and then there's this other plan, and then there's double secret. Oh, I didn't tell you guys about this other person that I brought in at the last minute. I'm being vague about exactly what happened,
but
they have those fun like twists at the end,
right? And they tell the similar to the other Ocean's movies, like you kind of sort of know the big pieces of the plan, but you don't know how it all is all going to fit together,
right?
And you have no hope of ever comprehending the stage two of the plan. So.
Exactly. It's not until you've eaten all the breadcrumbs that you're like, oh, that was a piece of bread.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. But yeah, it's cool. It's like, you know what? It really, similar to Ocean's 11, where like I watched that movie and like, I want to fucking go to Vegas. I really want to go to the Met.
I love, okay, I've never, obviously never been to the Met Gala, but one of my favorite.
Really? You didn't get tickets last year?
I didn't get invited for some reason.
I'll have our publicist look into that.
Okay, thank you.
I can't abide this snubbing.
It's a travesty.
A bald move.
I think my Instagram pretty is
sure. Yeah,
solidifies my credits to get in there. I forgot what I was going to say now. Thank you.
We were talking about the Met.
Oh yeah, that's one of my. I'm not big on social media anymore. Personally, I do a lot of like business on social media, but
me too.
one of my favorite things to dip into is the fashion of the Met Gala.
Right.
I like to follow it on Twitter and Instagram and, you know, and just see what everyone's wearing and the theme, because I love where art meets fashion. Mm. I was a big Lady Gaga fan from way back because I saw her as an artist and not like a someone who was meant to shock the world.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was always really cool of her. And it's sort of like that, you know, it's not a meet dress, but just to see how all these designers take a theme and, you know, envision it in their own way. And
it took me a while to be like, oh yes, she did actually wear a meat dress.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not to the Met Gala, but,
can
you imagine sitting through like an entire evening in meat? It's gross.
No.
It's also not what this podcast is about, but,
you'd be very popular, all the puppies though.
But yeah, I mean, it's really cool. I had no idea that it was nestled inside of Central Park.
Mm. Oh, was that okay? Yeah, all
you know,
right.
Because the whole time
I'm like, what is that big ass building in Central Park? I made the connection that was the Met.
Yeah, so they
good establishing shot there, Gary Ross.
Yeah, so I mean, it must be like double fun for all the people who they got to cameo in this movie, because they were also attendees at the actual Met Gala in May of 2018.
Yeah.
And now they get to do it again with like new costumes and a new theme.
Right.
You know, it's like having going to the best parties of your life and like doing so many amazing things. And then like a month later you get to do it again.
Yeah. Yeah.
And have the same experience, except even cooler. Because you're making a movie.
The other thing I'd say is, like, I'm a big Anne Hathaway fan.
I thought leading up to this that she was playing Anne Hathaway in this movie.
I did, too. And even
about halfway through, right, when they kept saying this name, that I was like, oh, she's not being herself.
Yeah, because there are a lot of real-life celebrities, and then you have all these celebrity women playing criminals.
Mm-hmm.
And you have Anne Hathaway, who's playing a very famous celebrity. And I thought they're just going to be, it's Anne Hathaway. But is Anne Hathaway the Met Gala kind of?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Really?
Literally.
Oh, okay.
I think she would be like the Met Gala. What was the title of this? Diane Kluger, her, the chairperson or the person to sort of lead the event.
Right.
I think she'd be more of that type. But I did,
but
for
I
a very, very brief second, think that they would actually go for the old, this is Diane Kluger, who at some point we're going to have Anne Hathaway at
like,
the actual
that,
party.
That was
like
the Ocean's
Julia
12
Roberts
or the
thing.
Julia Roberts and actually, yeah. One of the not, did you thought, so I really hated that in Ocean's 12. Did you like it?
I thought it was cute.
All right. I thought it's like, you
it's
know.
It's not been done before, and it was like, well,
yeah. I mean, I like celebrities having fun, and that's what I was going to say about Anne Hathaway, is like, it was really fun to see how much fun she was having, being this kind of like vapid, shallow, mm-hmm, bitchy celeb that's kind of like Devil Wears Prada, a personal assistant.
Exactly. We had the actual inspiration for the Devil Wears Prada, Anna Wintour, all over the movie.
Yeah. But yeah, it was a lot of fun. Do you have anything else you want to say non-spoilery? I don't even know how much like of a spoiler section we're going to have. No, they'll be like, yeah, I want
to
talk about some of the cameos and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, that's about it. I think I would... it's fun. I wouldn't rush out and see it opening night. But
it's a it's definitely, you could rent this movie for sure.
Right.
And not miss much.
Yeah. I mean, you could even miss the movie entirely. But if you're looking for something fun, lighthearted, and just absolutely gorgeous, if you love fashion, if that's your thing, the same way that Vegas speaks to a certain type of like GQ gentleman, the Met Ball, I think, speaks to like a very high fashion minded type of person. Yeah,
a Vogue lady.
Yes.
Let's talk about the trailers like we do. You missed this one because you were getting her hydration. It's called The Girl in the Spider Web. I believe it's another girl with the dragon tattoo movie.
Yes. And I don't have my phone in front of me, so I couldn't look it up, but I believe that is either the second book in the series, or that is the fourth book that they released after the writer of the first trilogy died. Someone else picked it up and continued writing.
I've only seen the Swedish version, or
no,
is it?
You saw the American version with Daniel Craig?
We saw you. You insisted that I watch the.
Okay, good. I'm glad.
Was it the
I'm
Swedish or Finnish
that.
Or
yes,
Norwegian?
Swedish.
The Swedish. So I saw. I've only seen the original. So like, I couldn't tell whether this is the same woman that was in the American version, because I've never seen that one. But it looks interesting. You know, it's,
no, it's not. Oh, in it's fact, not? Okay. It's not even. Yeah, it's not even the same actress who played in the Swedish version. The Swedish version was Noomi Rapace,
right?
Who was the star of Prometheus, if you remember.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Who learned English to do Sherlock.
Huh.
Learned English for such a terrible movie.
But
yeah, I'm excited. I love the book series, which I read first, and then they made, and then I discovered they made a Swedish movie, and then they made an American movie.
The Swedish movie is like a four-part, isn't it? Like a
four-part, six-hour long
movie.
I highly recommend, if you have time and you like that stuff, to
yeah,
watch
the
Swedish
version
because
sure.
it tells the story very well.
Did you make it for the Mission Impossible Fallout trailer? Because this is the...
No, but I've seen it a couple times
Well, but
before.
This was a new one. This was like the full
was
actual...
Was it more action?
Yeah,
Mission Impossible-er?
Pretty much.
Okay.
It's so impossible at this point. How can Tom Cruise do it?
Are you in for that movie?
I'm in for this movie. I'm not sure if it's going to be a bold move movie. It's July 27th. I got to see how that lines up. But yeah, I mean, I've seen every Mission Impossible movie and I've had a good time.
You think this is going to be the last one? This one almost broke Tom Cruise, broke his ankle and multiple ribs in one of his crazy, well-padded stunts.
I don't know. Depends on how many thetans he can get rid of between movies.
Gotcha.
So we'll see. Next up, Nutcracker and the Four Realms.
Super excited about this.
This is a Christmas movie. It looks kind of cool.
Does it come out at Christmas?
It's got to,
it's
right?
It's got to, right?
Because it's kind of a teaser trailer, but it looks great. It looks like a lot of fun. And yeah, if it comes out at Christmas, I can't imagine we wouldn't go see it.
Yeah, that was my favorite Christmas movie growing up and still might be. No words to this this opera, or ballet rather. Have you seen it?
I have never seen it perform, no.
Oh.
I have, you know, heard the suite, of course, but... then next one is Peppermint, which is something I've not seen before. This is a Jennifer Garner... This is a pretty hackneyed plot, but they've put, instead of the man, you know, seeing his family being ripped from him and swearing revenge...
No, this is Jodie Foster in What's That One Movie, where her husband gets killed and she gets, like, beaten and raped or something in an alleyway.
I don't know about that.
I feel like it's on the tip of my tongue. But yeah, she's done this movie before. She wakes up from a coma, her husband's dead, and she
Kill
goes
Bill.
On... there, that too.
Yeah, but it's Jennifer Garner, who I actually think is one of the great female action stars. And I feel like Daredevil broke her, and she went and did a whole bunch of stuff that's not her just kicking ass. But I think she looks great kicking ass.
Yeah, looks great in Alias. She looks great in Elektra.
Right, and now she is doing... Oh, that's right, she did do. Like, maybe that's the one that broke her. You know, back to back, Affleck or back to back Daredevil. But yeah, I think it's interesting.
It looks terrible.
Really?
It looks like a bad movie.
Okay. I mean, it looks like an action movie.
It's
so.
One of those movies where they gave away the entire thing in the trailer, so it makes
yes.
you wonder, like, what movie is there to watch?
Speaking
think,
of that,
do you think she's tired of being cast as the suburban mom? She at least has two movies actively out or about to come out right now where she's a suburban mom.
Well,
she wants to retain that badassery.
I mean, I would.
All right.
Like, I've been saying, like, how, you know, I guess, like, Sean Connery was punching dudes out into his 70s.
Well, he's still punching dudes out.
Is he?
It's just because
I haven't
he's a
seen
drunk,
Sean Connery in anything
he's a
like
drunk,
for 15 years.
Well, he's just doing it in local bars now, but he's just a drunk Scotsman.
Some say he's still punching people out to this day. I would like to see. I guess Helen Mirren in the Reds. She's still kicking ass.
Yeah, she is.
But we need some more. We need some more distinguished ladies kicking ass. I want to see how long Jennifer can run on this.
All right.
Speaking of a movie that gives away entirely too much, Mamma Mia 2. I thought the teaser trailer, it's like why do you spoil the Cher reveal? But then as I was watching this and I was getting freshly annoyed that, like, this is literally just front to back the movie mm-hmm. in 3-minute form. Why are they doing this to me? I'm like, you know what, Aaron, you were going to watch this movie probably 20 times at least before you die.
Right.
And it's only the first time that's like the, oh, what's going to happen? And it's fucking Mamma Mia, like, anyway. Like,
right.
I'm more interested in it being good and fun and being like a fun sing-along romp. So I'm not going to get too upset, but still.
Right.
Why do you step on Cher's toes?
Yeah.
What does she do to you?
Yeah, they're beautiful pink toes.
She should have been a crowd pleasing moment.
We'll say the trailer made me tear up a little bit. So
did it really?
That's what I'm in store for. Yeah,
I'm very excited.
Yeah,
I'm very excited. We have to watch Mamma Mia, and then like that the day before, and then go into Mamma Mia 2 primed.
Speaking of watching it 20 times, I just watched Mamma Mia last Thursday.
You watched it without me.
Yeah, it was a girls' night, so obviously I'm going to put on a... I had two girlfriends, and it's about three girlfriends, so, you know, we made out a little bit, and it was fun.
The one thing I did enjoy about this trailer is it, like, showed, like, the young versions of Colin Firth, Firth and Pierce Brosnan, and which Skarsgård is this? Stellan's car. I thought it was kind of cool. And I like when they did the dissolve from the young guy to the old guy, I'm like, yeah, that's about right.
Yeah.
So that's going to be fun.
They showed the three young guys in the first movie.
Yeah.
As like just a brief glimpse of what they looked like. I think it was a photograph she held, actually.
Okay.
I'm not going to research this or figure it out at all, but I'm curious if they ended up casting any of those guys the original model for the like young version in the actual movie.
I don't think, because it's like, that was 10 years ago, and these guys are kids.
Yeah, so was Meryl Streep and Amanda Seyfried.
Well, but
they're supposed to be picking up right where they left off. That movie did not come out 10 years ago.
It did, 2008. Wikipedia calls it a jukebox musical romantic comedy film. That's a genre to itself. But yeah, no, that's gonna be fun. Fantastic Beasts, The Crimes of Grindelwald.
Okay.
So what do you think? I mean, you liked the first one a lot more than I did. I couldn't get over how different the tone was and kind of how weird.
Oh, because you wanted more Chris Columbus in your Harry Potter?
No, stop. Stop. I thought the world building was confusing. I remember thinking that, like, I was really excited to see the Wizarding World of America, and I felt like I didn't get much of that, and the stuff I did get was odd and confusing.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Like, maybe this thing will get its... I mean, I really like...
Jude Law's
young Dumbledore. I think that's really cool. I'm not sure why he's not in robes. Like, I mean, I that's just like my standard complaint about that. But yeah, I mean, I get it. When he goes out to go interview Tom Riddle, he's got to look respectable.
Yeah.
But otherwise, when he gets back to when he gets back to Hogwarts, why the hell wouldn't he put on his robes?
I don't know. It doesn't bother me. I don't have I just don't have the same complaints about...
Like McGonagall 30 years ago, she wore a...
Or maybe we'll find out.
Like a pantsuit? Was she wearing a pantsuit at Hogwarts?
I don't think so, because it's like set in the 20s-ish, right?
Oh, I guess that's true. Wizards they age differently.
Right. It's like watching Penny Dreadful. Like, that's not what England looks like today, but, you know, in those times, I think things were a little more just drab in general.
Finally, A Star is Born, which... I thought this was going to be like based on a true story or something, but it's weird. It's Bradley Cooper
directing Bradley Cooper.
Bradley Cooper directing Bradley Cooper, and it's starring Bradley Cooper, and he's I think a country music star, and he falls in love with this young woman who's got the pipes of gold, but she's hideously ugly. It's Lady Gaga. Come, seriously? I almost laughed out loud when that line came on. She goes, "Everyone says they love how I look, or they love how I sound, but they hate how I look." I'm like, "Look, you're Lady Gaga. You're beautiful."
I think that's... I don't know. I'm not gonna say that Lady Gaga is not beautiful, but I think that if you saw a lot of like celebrities out on the street,
mm-hmm.
just wearing like normal jeans, t-shirts, didn't have designer haircuts and makeup
on. You can say that about almost any celebrity.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying. Yeah. Any celebrity just could be Joe Schmo on the street. I mean, take Paul Giamatti.
Right, that's true. Take him.
Yeah.
Take him. Anyway, A Star Is Born. I don't have much to say about that. I'm completely not interested. I mean,
I'm excited. I love Lady Gaga. I won't see this in theaters, no, but yeah, I love Lady Gaga.
When it comes out on HBO or Netflix or whatever, I'll definitely watch it because I like Lady Gaga. But like, nothing about that seemed like, oh, my butt's going to be there opening night.
She's definitely going to be naked in that movie.
You think so?
1,000%.
Interesting.
When she was, I watched her.
Can we see it in IMAX?
Last documentary that came out.
IMAX 3D.
That's gross. that last documentary that came out.
Yeah.
She just was in the middle of having a conversation. She just whipped off her shirt and just
Seriously?
Was like, do you mind if I do this? I just feel more comfortable being naked. So, yes, absolutely. I think she's going to get naked in that
movie. I mean,
she
got naked in American Horror Story.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
As naked as FX would let her.
Yeah, exactly.
So, anyway, that is the non-spoiler version of this review. If you'd like to hear our spoiler-filled thoughts of Ocean's 8, go to club.baldmove.com, sign up, and you get tons of features. Not only do you get the full spoiler review of all of our first-run Bald movies, but you get VIP access to the forums and ad-free feeds and all kinds of cool stuff. Quip. We just did a quip this week that is a barn burner. It was Paul Giamatti's birthday, and we decided a quip, if you don't know, is Quit Your Pitching, where Jim and I make up TV shows and then cast them and pretend, you know,
you
work out what the plot's going to be.
Yeah,
elevator
this.
Pitches for him. And every pitch starred or co-starred Paul Giamatti.
Almost.
Almost? We leave
yeah,
one out?
You left one out.
Damn it.
I know.
It's total oversight.
It's a shame.
Was it a green taxi? Because I thought that was going to be a celebrity edition.
I guess we'll have to re-listen.
All right. Let's get into the spoiler section.